There's a number of websites. What's interesting is the Poll of Polls, which aggregates all the polls and gives you a number. But from one poll to another, there's some pretty major difference. I think Gallup is putting Obama ahead by 10 points. There are a number of other polls that's putting him ahead by as few as 4 points. And if you take the Bradley effect into play, and if that 4 point is true, then it's neck and neck. Well, overall, though, most polls are showing you sort of the data that I've shown. And actually, some of those are aggregates. But yeah, it's a very important issue. Polls are imperfect. We all know that. Yes? Voting fraud? Yeah, okay. There certainly have been a lot of allegations of voter fraud. There were a lot of allegations from the Democrats in the 2000 election, and this is something we might talk about when we talk about that election. Republicans are making allegations of voter fraud now in terms of registering unregistered voters and doing that in a fraudulent way. Yeah, you know, it's an issue, and especially if you have one of these real close elections like 2000, it can be huge. I mean, it can just decide the difference, and a lot of people do think that election was won by fraudulent means. Of course, the other party argues against that. Affects the maps very much, yeah. So that's just one of these unknowns. So take these maps, yes, with a grain of salt. Yes, sir?
The question on voter fraud, I think, is a good one to take in historical perspective.
Ah.
Whatever you think voter fraud might be today, if you go back to Mayor Daley and Tammany Hall,
Yeah, 1960, a real squeaker of an election. Kennedy just barely beat Nixon, and the story was Mayor Daley sort of guaranteed him enough votes from Chicago to win. Texas had a lot of irregularities in their voting as well. The losing candidate accepted the results in 60 and in 2000, and so it didn't become a huge issue.